Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Should be a great Saturday. A little warmer. We'll tease 60 degrees. And then the low on Saturday night down to the mid-30s. On Sunday, high in the middle 60s. That sounds like springtime. Sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are back with us on Monday. Monday's high 64. If you don't have our free weather app on your phone yet, no problem. It's great to have, and it'll keep you on top of the weather changes. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. The flu has claimed the life of a Pike Road Elementary School student. Superintendent Charles Ledbetter said the third grader died this past Tuesday night. Pike Road will be offering grief counseling for students and teachers, and they've asked prayers for the little girl's family. Update on Zelda Road Taco Bell fire. Investigators believe the fire began in the northwest corner of the structure in a room holding electrical distribution equipment. The exact cause yet to be determined. On social media, a group upset about the loss of the store have planned a candlelight vigil for the Taco Bell. And three robberies from Montgomery crime mapping. One of a person in the 3600 block of Richard Street, a business robbery in the 2200 block of East South Boulevard, and also a business robbery in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. All three robberies, guns were used. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
They held thousands of coffee clutches all over the country, where they invited their neighbors to come and listen to a record made by a well-known actor on the evils of socialized medicine.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Excuse me. Your tortellini is really good. I went down and got it out of the refrigerator. And cold is good, too.
Yeah, I was just eating it cold a minute ago.
Yeah, I put mine in the refrigerator.
Made a little crab meat tortellini last night. Shared it with Dan today. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. You're pretty good at that.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
I like that. I love cooking. I'm grilling is my favorite, but doing other things I enjoy also. But getting a group of people and cooking together, that's really fun.
That's when the magic happens.
Yeah, it really is. Get a glass of wine in everybody's hand, and you come up with some crazy stuff. So first-time callers need to let Baron, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Yes, $50 gift card from the wonderful Fresh Market. Plus, we have Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll do that drawing on Monday, but you can get in today if you would like, because I need to get Joey's names together. So with that, let me go play Sarah Carter. Sarah Carter has been really on this dossier and kind of the person running the story here. And she now is a Fox contributor versus strictly just a writer. So let's listen to Sarah Carter. She's going to do a dossier update.
A new bombshell report revealing the FBI interviewed that man, a Clinton confidant, in connection to the anti-Trump dossier. Sidney Blumenthal. This, as we learn, an FBI agent reportedly disclosed details of the Russia probe to the author of that unverified document, the dossier. That man right there, Christopher Steele. So, Sarah, explain how, and we're just finding out about this, apparently the FBI interviewed Sidney Blumenthal about the dossier in 2016?
Yeah, this is what we're finding out right now, that the FBI was apparently talking to Sidney Blumenthal as well about the dossier. We're also looking at pieces of this puzzle that we haven't seen before. Remember, every day something new happens. And one of the issues here now that's surfaced is that Christopher Steele was actually, when he met with the FBI, was actually informed by the FBI about George Papadopoulos. This is very interesting because it's like they were sharing information. So here we have Christopher Steele, who's collecting information really at the behest of the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. That's who's really paying him through Fusion GPS. Right. And now they're sharing information with the FBI. And lo and behold, we know now that Sidney Blumenthal was interviewed by the FBI in connection to the dossier. Now, what they discussed or what part of that is something that we don't know yet, because a lot of this is classified.
Sidney Blumenthal? Who was with the Clinton Foundation? He was also the person who asked the story on Benghazi for Hillary, the video. This is amazing. This is June of 2016. Baron, I don't know, buddy. This feels like it's getting bigger.
Well, when you say Sid Blumenthal, you automatically think Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
Every single time his name appears, she's right behind him.
And Sidney Blumenthal, by the way, was going to... Hillary wanted him to work at State Department. The Obama people said no, because he was the one that trashed Obama when Hillary was running against her.
He was the one, wasn't he the one that came up with the Kenya story? I'm almost positive he was pushing that
story.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because it was not Republicans that first started the birther thing. It was Democrats that started it. Amazing. I'm loving the way this is coming together here. Okay, so now we're going to get FBI and Steele and others working together here.
Doesn't it seem odd to you that the story that some FBI agent was sharing their information with this former British spy? I mean, that doesn't seem like something the FBI would do.
No, it doesn't seem like something the FBI would do. But remember, the FBI had a relationship with Christopher Steele going back all the way into the investigations, into the soccer investigations. And so there was a relationship there. There was also a relationship with Christopher Steele and members of the State Department. And I think this is very interesting. Byron York pointed this out in an editorial he wrote, where he talked about this relationship and the fact that the FBI and others may have received more reports than just the dossier. Mm-hmm. So Christopher Steele could have been putting together reports for members of the State Department. This is incredible, because how far does this go?
Exactly.
And what disinformation did he actually disseminate to other people?
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. One person who has been spot on this whole thing is Byron York.
Yeah.
He's the guy who actually broke it of the dossier and then connection to the FISA court warrants. And remember Comey said, he was asked point blank, did you spy on Donald Trump? Remember Donald Trump, and he got ridiculed for this. He's, you know, I just learned that they wiretapped Trump Tower. And there's no evidence of that. He's just making stuff up. Comey gets asked directly. And the interesting part of this is it's going to have a checklist of who had seen this to go to FISA court. And if Comey's name's on there, he is in deep doo-doo with that. If Rosenstein's name's on there, ooh, that's not going to be good. And then you got McCabe, and then you got Comey. What did they know, and when did they know it? Okay, so now let's get back to Sidney Blumenthal and the timeline here.
Sidney Blumenthal has been a very long friend of Hillary Clinton. He was not allowed to officially become part of her State Department at the behest of the Obama administration officials. They didn't want him there. But nonetheless, I think he was drawing a $10,000 a month salary from the Clinton Foundation. Why would they want to talk to him about the dossier?
I think this is the most intriguing part of the whole story. Why would they want to talk to him? Did he in some way corroborate information inside that dossier or play a role in that? We don't know. Was he somehow connected with the dossier? I think his very close relationship to Hillary Clinton may have played a role in that. So these are little pieces of the puzzle that we're uncovering. Right. We don't know yet, but you're right about this. Sidney Blumenthal was paid roughly, and this was according to an investigation investigation done by Politico, $10,000 a month while he was working at the Clinton Foundation. And remember, at the same time, in 2015, emails revealed that were released by the State Department that he was that Hillary Clinton herself was soliciting intelligence information and talking about foreign policy issues with relation to Libya to Blumenthal, who she was very close to. So there's a lot of crossover here.
It seems to me, and maybe to you as well, but it seems like we're getting, after the Department of Justice stonewalled for so long, suddenly there's just a flood of information. It feels like we're getting to a point of critical mass where sooner than later, we're going to know what happened.
Absolutely. The Inspector General, Inspector General Horowitz, who's conducting this investigation into the Clinton server, we know that the House Intelligence Committee is also conducting their own investigation into the FBI. There is reason to believe that those reports will be coming out very soon, probably within the next month.
Aha! I love that.
I got so caught up listening to that, I forgot to turn the mics back on.
This really is fascinating. This Sarah Carter has been excellent.
Where did she come from? Where was she before she became a Fox News?
She was with Veracruz, and as a writer, and they kind of came into the scene about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
They were breaking some stories, and she was the one that really had this, and then she kind of skyrocketed up. She actually was so good and so accurate that she went in and briefed some legislators, some members of Congress, on what she had found and turned over information to them who were on the Intel Committee.
Really?
Yeah, Nunes being one of them.
Oh, wow.
So she's
connected.
She's got the right, she knows how to smell out a story and follow it through. She doesn't get thrown off like some of these other folks. You know, in watching this, and how I hate Shepard Smith, but Donald Trump may have just pulled off an incredible feat here. That was, and looking at this, that was brilliant to invite Chuck Schumer over to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he did is he looked like, I'm trying to work this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to work with them. They're just not going to do it. There's not even a piece of legislation that they have written that even covers the DACA thing. It's just a DACA in theory type deal. I think that was a brilliant move on Trump's part. And Trump is not going to go down to Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach for the big fundraiser. That's a very smart move. And I want to see how he's going to tweet this into existence.
I heard he was calling it the Schumer shutdown, which is hilarious.
He is calling it. That's exactly. And that Donald Trump is great at giving names.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like the handling of the wall and such. And I think that the media is going to be caught off guard, because the thing that they're going to do is he's going to go after the media and say what they're saying is fake news. It takes 60 votes in the Senate to closure, and the Democrats would not vote, so they're the ones to do it, and just call them out on it.
Yeah.
And just take them to task. I love that. Let's get into some of the shutdown stuff here. Here's Peter Alexander on the shutdown. Oh, sorry, I keep food. Excuse me.
Little room for optimism this morning with both sides pointing fingers and really digging in their heels. To be clear, there isn't even a vote scheduled yet in the Senate. Here's the bottom line. It is the last day of President Trump's first year in office, and the country is barreling toward a different S-word, shutdown. This morning, the clock is racing toward a possible government shutdown with a stalemate in the Senate, where Democrats are poised to block a short-term spending bill to keep the government running.
In another month, we'll be right back here at this moment with the same web of problems at our feet and no better position to solve them.
The bill would renew the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, but it doesn't address Democrats' demands to help Dreamers, the nearly 800,000 younger undocumented immigrants now in legal limbo. Republicans insist that the immigration issue should be solved separately.
But the reason we're here right now is our friends on the other side say, solve this illegal immigration problem right now, or we're going to shut the government down. That is a fact. That's not spin. That's a fact.
Now, this is where Doug Jones could really shine on this thing, because I would think that would be an affirmative Democrat vote, because Alabama is about to lose their CHIP program, and I believe it's 12 days from now. And This is a 6-year extension. He could come off like a major hero. He could have stared Chuck Schumer down. I think Chuck Schumer would have taken him to the woodshed after that. But the problem is they're not enough to get it done. They're not another 8-9 to get it done. I would think Claire McCaskill is hoping that it never gets down to a vote. I hope, though, that Mitch McConnell calls for cloture on it and shows that he cannot get cloture vote if he's got all the Republicans behind this. Because if he does, then that's going to make the Dems look bad. They're dealing with a whole nother set of rules here when you have Donald Trump and the power of Trump versus the blasé Mitch McConnell. He's the most boring guy in my life. I'm like, please, go put your granny wig on. Let's listen to the second part of Peter Alexander on the shutdown. And notice how they're playing this now.
Democrats contend there's no time to spare with a March deadline for Dreamers looming.
There's an urgency in their lives because of the uncertainty of tomorrow. Whether tomorrow will mean deportation for themselves and their families.
Late Thursday, in a near party line vote, the House approved the Republican plan. Speaker Paul Ryan trying to turn up the pressure on Democrats.
Do not shut down the federal government. Do not jeopardize funding for our military and for our national security. It is risky. It is reckless. And it is wrong.
President Trump in Pittsburgh accusing his political opponents of trying to score points.
The Democrats want to see a shutdown to get off this subject because this subject is not working for them. The tax cuts and tax reform has not been working well for the Democrats.
So what would a government shutdown look like? About 850,000 federal workers off the job and unpaid until Congress authorizes more funding. Essential services like TSA screening, Border Patrol, and FBI investigations would continue, along with U.S. military operations. But half of the Health and Human Services Department employees would be furloughed, including 61% of those at the CDC, during a deadly flu epidemic sweeping the nation. Even as the likelihood of a shutdown grows, President Trump this afternoon is scheduled to head to Mar-a-Lago, his Florida estate, for the weekend, where Bloomberg reports the president is hosting a 1-year anniversary gala, tickets starting at $100,000 a couple. A White House official this morning tells me there are discussions right now whether the president will still travel if a shutdown becomes more likely.
Baron, are they going to give us a refund on $100,000 for a couple?
Well, you paid. I don't care. I'm just your plus one, baby.
The other thing that Mulvaney said today during the briefing that he and Short did is they're not going to do the mean stuff that Obama did. They're not going to go in and close the Grand Canyon. Obama tried to close Mount Vernon. And Mount Vernon said, we're our own preservation. We're not funded by government. Get your cones and get the hell out of here. They're not going to sit there and close the Washington Monument where tourists are coming in. Of course, this time of year, not too many touristas in Washington, D.C. Wait till springtime. But they're not going to do all this mean stuff. And I hope Trump takes that to the bank and beats Obama and the Democrats over the head with it. Just beats them to death. And I think this thing is going to look a lot different. I'm really looking forward to how the news is going to handle it tonight, but particularly the Sunday shows this Sunday of how they're going to do it. Oh, Chuck Todd's not going to be able to control himself. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show. We're going to a break. Be right back with more stories on the shutdown and the strategies.
Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Schumer in the White House meeting says, with Trump, we made some progress, but still have disagreements. That has to do with the wall. That's the other thing. If they do the DACA deal, and Trump says, well, we need the wall. No, we're not going to do the wall. And they keep going back to, well, you know, we can't do 2,000 miles. They need 700 miles of it. And once they get that, then what Kelly is saying is that then the border is going to be secure. Then we'll be able to control it electronically and through the wall.
They don't want a deal. They want the government shut down. They need the media to get off of. I mean, their polling numbers are Democrat poll numbers are collapsing in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and this tax thing is huge. And Nancy Pelosi and these groups of people keep trying to talk it down. Let me tell you something. You give a guy a check for $2,000, he's going like, damn, that's great stuff.
Wait till the new tables kick in the middle of February, and a guy was making $2,100 a month is now going to be making $2,350 a month. That's real money to most Americans.
Very much real money.
Yeah.
Let's go to listen to Nancy Cordes talking about the government shutdown. Get it from a different angle. This is CBS.
The Senate has less than 18 hours to avoid a government shutdown. There is no sign of an agreement as talks come down to the wire. The House voted last night to fund the government for another 4 weeks.
But Senate Democrats don't want that deal. They're actually holding out for an extension of the DACA program, protecting young immigrants brought in illegally as children. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, good morning. What's the prognosis?
Well, at this point, Nora, it is a high-stakes game of who blinks first with government funding held in the balance. Democrats say that GOP stalling on the so-called Dreamers has left them with no choice. But Republicans accuse them of holding the entire government hostage over one issue.
Your motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
In a preview of what's to come, all but six House Democrats voted against the funding bill.
The only people standing in the way of keeping the government open are Senate Democrats. Whether there is a government shutdown or not is now entirely up to them.
So I notice the media is playing this more down the center here, which leads me to believe that they are in a little bit of fear of the Trump machine kind of coming out here. And Trump has the ability to really ring this baby up there, just ring it up. Excuse me. So let me see if we can get to the second part of this story here. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we'll go ahead and take the call. If
who do we have? David.
Excuse me, David. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm choking, but other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, well, like your bumper music was playing, that's exactly where this country is headed. The Democrats get their way on this.
That is right. Let me tell you, what you can fighting them now is a lot better than fighting them then. That I mean, I don't think they should even do a 30-day deal.
No, I think this is a win-win for the Republicans and for Trump if they will stand their ground and if they will pitch it, to the American public that here's what the Democrats are standing for. They're wanting to give illegal aliens in this country priority over you, the American people, and our military.
Bravo. Well said, my friend. Well said.
And that's all that it's as simple as that. If they will just stick to that mantra, I guarantee you the Democrats' phone banks will melt down in Washington with people calling them out.
And the reason I'm playing these stories, I kind of noticed that I thought they were going to take a much more aggressive stance towards Trump, but they seem to be kind of fairly balanced with this.
Yeah. And, I do think that I'm really surprised that being with Schumer and Pelosi that they haven't come out a lot more aggressive than they have, which tells you something. I think that tells you that they're kind of tiptoeing through the tulips on this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really think that they got the winning message on this, but they're just by the fact that they're Democrats, they're trying to intimidate Trump and the Republicans with the shutdown because they know that the media is going to back them and play it up as though it's Trump and the Republicans' fault. And you know with Trump going down to Mar-a-Lago to have the big shindig at his estate tonight.
Well, he's not, right now he's not going to go. Right now he's not going to go.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, you know that optically that would not look good and the Democrats and media would absolutely skewer him for that.
Yeah, that was a shrewd move on Trump's part. And here, going back into the anatomy of this, back in the old days of the Republicans shut down government, then the person who was the mouthpiece for it was John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. And these are two people
right.
You don't necessarily, the nation didn't want to hear from.
No, no
Donald
kidding.
Trump talking about it is a whole different ballgame, and he can occupy a lot of squares on the checkerboard.
Yeah, and Mick Mulvaney did a great job today.
He was
explaining
awesome.
Explaining it.
Yep.
That guy is the best mouthpiece for Trump and the Republican Party, period. Because the guy is no nonsense. He's crystal clear. He's to the point. and tells it just like it is.
You're spot on with that, and it's going to be interesting to see. They're going to put Mulvaney out on the Sunday talk shows without a doubt. It will be interesting who else will be there. Will it be, you know, Paul Ryan or who? And because they're going to need about three or four surrogates delivering this message that is not a Mitch McConnell.
Well, Mulvaney needs to be in the lead.
Yeah. He's right now is going to be on Fox Sunday. I've already seen that.
Yeah. So have a great one, Dan.
Stay warm, David. News 93.1. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back with the second part. Nancy Cordes plus more.
It's such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer meeting at the White House with the president to try and avert a government shutdown. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Republican lawmakers have sought to blame Democrats.
We believe in governance. We believe in meeting the needs of the American people. Democrats are not about shutting down government. So don't hand us that.
In Las Vegas, Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says they found no motive in the Las Vegas mass shootings in October. No suicide note, no manifesto.
There was one shooter in the one October massacre. There was only one person responsible, and that was Stephen Paddock. We do not anticipate charges being brought forward against Mary Lou Danley.
She was the shooter's girlfriend. Child porn was found on Paddock's computer. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Who's ready for a weekend warm-up? All right. Our forecast for today, sunshine, not quite as chilly as it has been. High temperature, 52. Tonight, clear skies, another freeze. Overnight, low 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Should be a great Saturday. A little warmer. We'll tease 60 degrees. And then the low on Saturday night, down to the mid-30s. On Sunday, high in the middle 60s. That sounds like springtime. Sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are back with us on Monday. Monday's high 64. If you don't have our free weather app on your phone yet, no problem. It's great to have, and it'll keep you on top of the weather changes. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This ain't the hardest.
272-9228, that's where we are. Is this the era of music that you like, or do you like all music?
I don't like all music. I like soul music. I like classic rock. I like the alt rock of the 90s, and I like some new stuff. I mean, you know, a little bit, but not a ton. But some new stuff. I don't like pop music much. Now, there's a few songs here and there that are catchy, get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like find yourself shaking your head. I got daughters, so you know I'll overhear pop music sometimes.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I'm not big. If it's country and it's after 1995, I don't have any interest in it.
So you like the old country?
I like country from the 50s.
Tammy Wynette.
Oh yeah, yeah. Up from the 50s, 60s, a little bit, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Yeah, I like it. I do like it. So
one of my first on-air jobs was at a country station.
Was it really? What year was that?
Like, oh, God, it was 73, 74.
See, I would have enjoyed that. That would have been a good era.
Man.
That's back when, like, I can't. Now, our sister station, 98.9, is a legendary legacy station. But
you know, there's like one song every couple hours I like on that.
Yeah. Well, to me, the new country is kind of like the old Lynyrd Skynyrd era stuff.
It's just pop music with a country accent is all it is. Yeah. I hadn't heard a steel guitar in a country song in 10 years.
In a long time, yeah.
I know, and that ain't country to me.
That's funny. Did you go to many concerts? Have you seen some of these?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite concerts?
Growing up, I went to the Black and White concert that I really liked, Clint Black and Wynonna, back in probably 95-ish, 96-ish, right in that era. I saw Travis Tritt live. I saw, obviously, Hank Jr. He came every year. Gosh, I can't even remember what all country.
I had the Judds at a Reagan rally.
Now, I never saw the Judds live, but
Glenn Campbell.
Oh, did you really? I would have liked to see Glenn Campbell.
He was a great guy.
But you know, we went to concerts in Nashville. We went to concerts probably like big concerts at least weekly during the summer, if not two or three times a week, and then smaller shows. I don't know, every night?
Nashville is just amazing. Where you're grabbing that line here, Daniel was looking at Vanderbilt. And so we were there and talking to the folks, and they said, where's a good place to eat? They said, well, there's this dinner theater that's right down the street from the university, and we've got these discount tickets for you. And it was a dinner theater where you go through a line and you get your food, and these performers come out. And so it's quiet, nothing there, people going through the line, kind of chatting, getting their cocktail. And all of a sudden, the first singer that came out, the first note out of her mouth was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like talented person after talented person after talented person. And these were just kind of the rejects that are out there trying to make it big in Nashville.
Well, I saw Bush before Bush became famous. Mm-hmm. They were at a little bitty place. They played with the lights off on the stage. It was the weirdest concert I've ever been to. The house lights were on over the crowd. The lights on the stage were off, and they sat there and sang in the dark. And I thought, what a peculiar group of people. But the music was okay. And then all of a sudden they come out with, I don't know, three or four top ten, you know, kind of alt-rock hits. I don't know. I mean, there were concerts every night somewhere if you wanted to go.
Yeah. This is the music capital.
Yeah.
Let's go to AJ. AJ, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, what's say, man? I didn't really call to talk about politics. Is that Baron Coleman with you?
That is Baron Coleman, the one and only.
Man, I normally don't call in your show, but, Dan, I had to call in while Baron was doing Joey's thing yesterday and day four. Mm-hmm. You got a young lady by the name of Kim Williams, Baron. You know, you familiar with her?
Oh, yeah, I love Kim Williams.
Let me tell you something, brother. Dan, I had to call your show to get this young lady. I didn't deal with her twice. This young lady, I'm trying to make sure this ain't sexual harassment. I was about to say to cat's meow, but I'm...
you can't do that anymore.
Kim Williams, I hope you're listening. This woman is a bad mama jamma jamma. All right? I done dealt with her twice, and I'm telling you, every time I deal with her, she saved me a couple of $1,000. Kim, shout out to you. And if you were in the Army with me back in the day, man, we would have cleaned out the recruiting duty. You talking about just on fire, man. Just if you need energy, just go touch Kim Williams, all right? But and her and I think it's Miss Nancy and I think it's Miss Amy, the couple of others I did with.
Yeah.
But Kim is the real deal. And I appreciate you listening. I'm going to say one more thing, man, real briefly about these politics. I've been at work. I'm just getting off. And somebody said, we might have to go on furlough. I'm over here on Maxwell, right? And I said, I don't know. I heard that they caved in. Talking about the Republicans, right? She said, did that? I said, I don't know. I heard they caved in. And, Dan, you know what I always got to say about this, about the Republicans? You don't even, a lot of them, Dan, don't even need that to pay to be castrated, brother. Man, I'm sitting there, I'm munching on walnuts as a snack, and but I probably need to mail these to D.C. because a lot of the Republicans up there don't have any of these type of nuts at all. All right? I'm trying to be polite as I can,
yeah,
man.
Nice.
But Kim Williams, I wouldn't even call that this. Kim, you the real deal.
She's a wonderful
real
lady.
Deal.
She is
all
a
right.
wonderful lady. Thanks, AJ.
Day.
Great
have
talking
a good
to
weekend,
you.
Brother.
Am I good on time?
Oh, yeah.
Let me go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Red Top, how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm glad to be defrosting. What a brutal month
yeah, really.
Of weather.
It's going to be 62 degrees on Sunday.
And I'm glad because, you know, I just came from the country. There's tons of snow all over the place still. On the news report, we just heard that I get a deja vu of Lee Harvey Oswald when I hear this man act alone in Las Vegas and they're not going to bring any charges against her accomplice. And it just seems so unbelievable. I bet Terry Adams' head exploded when he heard that.
You know what happens if you bring charges against his accomplice, right?
Well, I don't know.
You get a trial. You get an investigation. You get she gets discovery. They can't have that. They can't have that.
Sure can. This is really shady, and I'm sorry to see that. And that, I'm sorry. Baron, I heard you beat yourself up for not listen. Do you beat yourself up this morning for not figuring the whole thing out? You don't have to punish yourself so much, okay? Thank you, guys. Enjoy the week, and this latest collection of items today has shown up interesting. I'm ready for the boots to get out and some kicking be done.
There
Let's roll tide, go Trump, fellas.
Thanks. Thanks for your time. You have a great day. Let's play this next clip of Nancy Cordes and then see how this thing's going to... Who's going to get the blame for this? Who is going to get it?
Those Senate Democrats say they have more than enough votes to kill the bill unless Republicans cut a quick deal on DACA.
We lurch from week to week, day to day, month to month.
This resolution kicks the can down the road and gives us no reason to believe that it'll be any different.
The Senate's Republican leader warned Democrats will bear the blame if the government runs out of money for the first time since 2013.
They're prepared to shut down the government over the issue of illegal immigration.
McConnell admitted the president's shifting positions are hampering DACA talks.
We're interested in what his views are, and those have not been made fully apparent yet.
The chaos has left nearly 700,000 DACA recipients in legal limbo. And now the government's ability to function is in limbo, too.
How does this end? There are millions of government workers who are pretty anxious right now.
And they should be. And the whole country should be. And that is why it is absolutely imperative that the Republicans now do what they have not done. 80% of the American people support Dreamers. Let's negotiate. Let's get an agreement.
Democrats and some Republicans are now pushing for a measure that would fund the government just for a few days to give the two sides time to hammer out an agreement on DACA. But it is hard to see, Gail, how that would make that much difference since this issue has been sitting in Congress's lap since last fall.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do that. Don't do a couple of days here. Let's see what the shutdown looks like out here. And see if they can handle it. This amazes me. And as AJ said, they don't. Maybe the Republicans are going to get out of the way and let the real players get in here. Let me do this. Final story. Have you already hit bumper music here?
No. Huh?
Let me do behind the shutdown, the blame game on Congress on CBS. This guy actually gets it right. And this is a very good talking point for the Republicans to use. But let Trump be the lead dog on this. Mitch, you don't need to be doing this. We'll be back. Listen to this.
CBS News contributor Ed O'Keefe is a congressional reporter for the Washington Post. He's on Capitol Hill. Ed, you're just about as plugged in as anybody there. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, as the president said, it's pretty nasty, Nora, and it looks as if the Senate will, around midday today, try to settle this. We'll either plunge into a shutdown, or they may come up with some kind of 11th-hour deal that keeps the government open just a few more days in an attempt to sort out all these issues. But Republicans have said, no, we don't want to do that. The offer's on the table. You either vote for it or you don't. If you're a Democrat who votes against this, we're going to make you pay for it.
Well, Paul Ryan said the only people standing in the way of this are the Democrats, so the blame game is certainly underway. Who will be to blame if the government does shut down?
Gail, if you ask folks around here, you're right. Republicans will say Democrats. Democrats will say Republicans. Some people who work at the White House say it's all of Congress. Everyone's going to shoulder the blame here a little bit. But remember, the issue in the Senate is that while Republicans control the place narrowly, they require getting Democratic votes in order to hit a 60-vote threshold to avoid these procedural blocks that can happen to these kinds of bills. And Democrats have been saying, if you want our votes, sure, we'll fund the government, but there are some priorities that we have that we want to address. The big one, of course, is the fate of these immigrant dreamers. This has been on the table since September, when the president started the clock on the program ending in March, and they say, why not do it now when everyone's got to vote on a bill that they are ultimately going to support?
Ed, when President Obama was in office, they used to scream at Republicans who would hold up these funding measures and try and get things the way Democrats are now trying to do this with DACA. Are Democrats totally unified in this strategy to use this moment for leverage on DACA?
No. You will see a handful of Democrats today vote with Republicans to keep the government open. How many, we don't exactly know, but all of them are running for re-election this year in states that Donald Trump won by double digits in 2016. They know they're going home to face voters who lean Republican and who want to see Democrats working with Republicans, so they'll stick with the Republicans in this case. But others, most of the Democrats, will vote against this.
He got it absolutely right on the 60-vote rule. It's the cloture vote is the deal. Notice John McCain isn't anywhere to be seen. He wrote one op-ed. He's not flying back or anything. I think John McCain has got days are proverbially numbered. News Talk 93.1. Damn, our show will be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury infinity, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
Hey,
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-922-RADIO. You want to get your shots in for the close of the show? Well, you better call. I'm going to watch my first NFL game this year. We'll watch on Sunday. If Minnesota Vikings can pull this thing out.
Now, I'll show you how little I've watched. Who are they playing? They're playing the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I did actually know that because I got a friend who's a big Eagles fan. When I lived in central Pennsylvania, they didn't know how to pronounce the long E. So they had the Stillers and the Eagles. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever
heard. Where did you live in Pennsylvania?
Carlisle.
Where?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where 76 and 81 come together, interstates right there.
Pennsylvania's a really interesting state. We would go up to Lancaster in the Amish country.
Yeah.
I took Reagan to the Lancaster Mall.
I can tell you're not from there because there it's Lancaster.
Lancaster, yeah.
Yeah. So that was about an hour. Actually, the Supreme Court justice I worked for, his name was Mike Aiken, his wife was the district attorney of Lancaster County.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so they were...
Great people up there, absolutely amazing. They rolled out the red carpet for Reagan like it was just amazing.
If they could carve Philly out of the state, Pennsylvania would be one of the greatest states in the country.
Yeah.
Honestly, if they could just carve Philly proper right on out of it.
Yeah, what do they say, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia with Alabama in the middle?
It is. I mean, it is really salt of the earth people up there. Great, great place to live.
We're in our staff office, people would come in. Didn't know them, but they knew we were there. They'd be bringing cakes cookies and freshly done milk.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it was incredible.
And the food up there is phenomenal because they got a real strong German legacy.
The cakes.
Oh, everything's amazing. Everything's amazing.
But there must have been, when we did the Lancaster Mall, and you know, it's the Amish Mall there with all the crafts and food and everything. There were probably 10,000 people. We had to put a circle around it to stop people. It was so crowded in there. Jeff Sessions was on last night and talking about the wall and the Kelly phenomenon.
You were one of the very first people from the Hill, one of the first senators ever to be out on the campaign trail with the president. Immigration was something the two of you talked about quite a bit. So you seemed in lockstep on many of these issues. Do you agree with this assessment that he's evolved as he's gotten more information or more of the realities of Washington about what you can or can't get done?
Well, we all change and we learn something as we go forward, but his principles on immigration have not changed. He favored the wall. He's fought for it all the way through the campaign and in Congress, and he never said it was going to go from coast to coast. He never said every single inch of the border had to have a wall on it. So I think he's been quite consistent on that. What he is committed to do is to end the illegality in the system and to create a system of immigration that serves the national interest. It puts American interests first.
Okay, so today the president was he had very nice things to say about General Kelly. He praised him quite a bit, but we're told behind the scenes there was definitely some friction about the president being unhappy about the way that maybe the words that were used to describe how he's dealt with these issues. You've had a little bit of doghouse from the president before. What's it like to be in such a prominent position in the administration and to feel like maybe you have things to smooth over with the president?
The president says what he thinks. If he's unhappy with you, he lets people know he's unhappy with you. But General Kelly is a national treasure. What he's doing to help President Trump is really remarkable. He's provided leadership that's almost, to me, I'm not sure any well as he. And I totally am supportive of General Kelly and a great personal admirer. He's got great integrity. He does not believe in shysters coming in and manipulating the administration. He spots them right off the bat. So he's a great American.
I thought it was pretty gussy to ask, to say to Jeff Sessions, you've been in the doghouse before. This has been, and I'm kind of surprised even Fox is doing it. When you read the tweet, it basically says, I have never said that it was going to be a wall all the way across there. And he specified that himself. So now we're going to get into Jeff Sessions talking about breaking the deadlock that's happening. And this has to do with the DACA. And let me tell you, there's nobody that is stronger than Jeff Sessions on immigration.
Okay, let's talk about the various immigration proposals now floating around the Hill. Obviously, the one that came to the president from Senators Graham and Durbin, bipartisan effort on the Senate side, was not well received. He said it was horrible. It's not what he campaigned on. He was not happy about that. It is so different in many ways from the House version coming from Chairman Goodlatte and others over there. How in the world do you see the two sides, both the parties and the houses, coming together to get something done?
The bill that works is the Goodlatte proposal. It may not be perfect, but it will actually work and do the things that President Trump has talked about doing. Unfortunately, the Durbin bill is just not going to work. It's the same thing we've seen before. The Senate is often prepared to vote for bills as long as they don't work. You produce a bill that would actually effectively end illegality, and that's all we're talking about. Who is in favor of illegal immigration? Is there anybody? Why keep defending it? Why keep blocking the laws that help end it? Why don't we create a system that has no illegality, that brings in people legally, and that we vet them and make sure they're not criminals, that they're not people who are going to be unable to function in this highly technical society? I think that is the right thing to do morally, legally, and as a matter of public policy.
And the bill that he's talking about has all of Donald Trump's points. The only thing, it is a little more lax as far as the amnesty portion and hitting a little further past DACA. It does kind of get into where you're going through the people who are here illegally, getting them to sign up, and then giving them an opportunity to get to citizenship. But if they don't take that opportunity by a certain time, then they're out. Let's now hit the sanctuary cities and the city leaders about what they're going to do with them.
You ask whether there are people who are for illegal immigration. So let's talk about this issue of local leaders who essentially declare sanctuary cities, or in California, sanctuary states, where they say they will not cooperate with the federal government, federal agencies, in rooting out people who may be here illegally. The mayor of Oakland now saying she's happy to go to jail over it. There's this discussion on the Hill this week with DHS Secretary Nielsen about whether the administration would consider going after leaders who are protecting people who are here illegally and refusing to cooperate with the feds on that.
Look, it's unthinkable to me that somebody who breaks into our country, hauls, let's say, cocaine to Oakland, California, and is arrested 3 days later, and the city of Oakland is going to try to protect that person from being deported. What kind of logic is this? It's so unacceptable. It is an affirmation of illegality. It's an actual protection of illegality. And I'm not saying what is legal and not legal. I'm saying, as a matter of policy, it's unthinkable to me that we would have public officials take that view.
Byron, I want to thank you so much for helping me out for these 2 days here. I really appreciate you. I appreciate